Proclamation number 4316 of 28th of May, 1948. Merging the spirit with the soul through love. In the fusion with me you will find the highest happiness. The spiritual spark in you seeks to unite with the eternal Father Spirit, but it is prevented from doing so by the soul and the body as long as they are still worldly minded. That is, their striving contradicts the spiritual striving. Then the soul is stronger than the spirit insofar as the spirit does not have a compelling effect but lets the soul determine and withdraws. Therefore the soul first has to be one for the same striving. It is to join the spirit with its desire in completely free will. Only then can the spirit work in the human being. And only then will the human being's connection with me be established. But the union of the soul with the spirit is the result of the working of love. To perform a work of unselfish neighborly love is first of all a turning away from the world, i.e., a voluntary renunciation of something belonging to the world. As soon as the work of love is about the distribution of earthly goods, but if it is help of a different kind, then self-love always takes a back seat, and this is an act of worldly renunciation, a moment of the soul's insertion into the will of the spirit, which impels the soul to deeds of love. If the soul gives ear to the spirit, then it has won it over for itself, and then the union with me can also take place, who is in most intimate contact with the spiritual spark, for it is my share and remains my share for eternity. Thus, something which was previously outside returns to me again through love. Again and again I want to make people understand why love can never be excluded from the soul's ascent. Again and again I want to explain to them how the working of love influences the soul's union with the spirit and thus with me, and again I want to make clear to them the significance of merging with me, of the spiritual marriage, and give them the beatitude on earth already which results from this union with me. But the human being is too earthly minded and only values the tangible goods attainable on earth. But he ignores the spiritual goods because he does not believe in the soul's continuation of life after death and because only this belief makes him consciously strive for spiritual goods. And yet, I will not let up and again speak to people in the word and again instruct them to strive for unity with me. For in the stage as a human being the spiritual in him is capable of realization. But his will alone determines to what extent he evaluates the ability of realization. And I don't force this will but help it to decide. Amen.